Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. This is Andrew Colvett, executive producer of The Charlie Kirk Show, filling in one more time for Charlie. This is my last this week. I'm so sad that I have to say goodbye, but we're going to have Brandon Tatum tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you subscribe so you get all the episodes. This, again, that's Brandon Tatum, Officer Brandon Tatum, coming in tomorrow. In the meantime, I have Amanda Ray, Scottsdale mom, who is targeted in a creepy dossier by the Scottsdale Unified School District. You're not going to believe what was included in this dossier. We're talking 100 gigabytes of data. This all in the wake of the FBI explosive scandal targeting parents. A whistleblower has come forth exposing that scandal, and moms like Amanda Ray are now fighting back. They are hitting back at these tyrants at the school level, school board level, and you're not going to want to miss her first-person experience being the target of these maniacs. Next, we have meme lord Benny Johnson to expose one of the most brilliant meme moments in recent memory, MAGA King, coming at you with Benny Johnson. Jam-packed episode. You're not going to want to miss it. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com.
I am so pleased to welcome to the show Amanda Ray. She is a Scottsdale mom who is now suing the school board for compiling a very, very creepy dossier about her and other parents in that school district who were fighting back against mandates, against CRT, against all of the things that we rail against on this show. Amanda Ray, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, good morning to you as well. And you're in the Phoenix area. You have chosen to take a bold stand and to fight back. We just had this story that broke this morning that despite assurances from Merrick Garland that parents were not being surveilled, they were not being labeled domestic terrorists or under investigation by the FBI for opposing such things as mandates, we now know that's not true. There's a whistleblower who's come forward and has shared that information with Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan out of Ohio. We now know that that's actually happened in dozens of cases. You are a mom that's fighting back. It's very public. There was a whole press conference last week. You were joined by Dylan Law Group, and Charlie Kirk was standing behind you as well. What's going on here? Are you worried that you're on a watch list?
You know, at this point, hearing this news, it's shocking, but I guess I wouldn't be surprised. It's amazing to me that, you know, what started in August of 2020, when we were just going to board meetings and asking for in-person education for our children and to prioritize kids when we knew that they weren't at risk for COVID, we were met with such resistance. And come to find out, we were being surveilled by a school board member, his father, and there's even evidence that they were colluding with the school district in order to monitor our social media and to track our comments. And, you know, appearances aren't everything, but I don't really fit the bill of a domestic terrorist. I don't have a parking ticket on my record. So, you know, to be, it sounds outlandish, but I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere there's a tag on me now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. I mean, there's dozens of these cases for moms standing up that are part of a conservative group called Moms for Liberty, for owning guns. They were called into the snitch line as though they were domestic terrorists and insurrectionists. People were concerned that they were insurrectionists for fighting back against mandates. I want to get into your story specifically, because people don't realize just how creepy what happened to you, how creepy this dossier was and is. So this was the school board president in Scottsdale, Arizona, a very powerful person. He was surveilling you. Now, I heard one person put it this way. that it was more like a document that you would see from Vladimir Putin than this, you know, than a Google Drive. There was 100 gigabytes of information on this Google Drive that you guys came across. It was not password protected. He accidentally sent it to you guys. Apparently, is this? Am I getting the details right? It was an accidental. So you got a hold of this document. 100 gigabytes of data was on this file, on this folder. What was in it, and what do you know?
Yeah, I mean, it really started a year before we discovered the actual evidence of the Google Drive. Back in January of 2021, when Jan Michael Greenberg became the president of the board, he made a political rant in his first month of being president and blamed parents for being responsible for the January 6th riot. And I found that incredibly outlandish. Like, how in the world was the Scottsdale community responsible for what happened on January 6th? And, you know, in a later meeting, I called him out on that and said it was inappropriate. And, you know, in a school board supposed to be nonpartisan, you know, why would you take that position? It was polarizing. It wasn't working with the community. After that happened, his father, Mark Greenberg, sent me a Facebook Messenger message using a profile called Frank Graham, who was posing as a Black man, a veteran, and body shamed me and told me I should buy a Peloton bike after seeing me in person. And this is after meeting me or seeing me at a school board meeting. And it was disgusting. And I thought, how in the world is you know, a school board president's father, like shaming me to the point where, you know, I felt like I didn't want to go to a school board meeting. Like, no woman wants to hear that. And especially like coming from an elected official's parent was disgusting. And so we knew this was happening. There was a lot of, increased tension. He was going on political tirades about vaccines and transgender athletes. I have two little girls. I don't want them to have to compete against men in sports, but those were all the positions he was taking. Next thing we know, the police chief is standing up at a press conference with our superintendent saying, if you don't believe in what's happening at your school board, then you need to stay home. And I found that just incredibly tyrannical. Like, what world are we in? This is like you said, this is not a Vladimir Putin regime in the United States. And how can we be excluded from advocating for our children? I was asking about curriculum adoptions and why a BLM video was on my daughter's Chromebook when she was in the fourth grade. And, you know, later on in the summer, August of 2021, Jan Michael Greenberg gets into an email argument against a parent and intends to shame her, call her anti-Semitic, anti-Islamic, and inadvertently, and I guess in a fit of fury, emails a screenshot of his desktop that showed a URL that was a public drive and was a 100 gigabyte dossier on our public comments, our Facebook comments. Harmeet alluded to it. It's in the lawsuit complaint. A lot of it was public record, but they even manufactured documents. They created a meme about me to denigrate my profession. They made a complaint, it appears, against a mom who's a nurse who attended a medical freedom rally. It appears that he made a complaint against her nursing license. I was concerned that he was going to make a complaint against my financial license.
Well, I mean, so just to sum this up for people, if they're struggling to keep up, the school board, through the school board president and his father, catfished you on social media. There was also hidden body cam footage in this dossier. There was personal financial details. There were pictures of your kids. So they were compiling pictures of minors. And they were body shaming you on social media under a different profile. Is this, did I get it about right?
Yeah, it wasn't just that one profile. There were at least six of these aliases that he would use to infiltrate the the private Facebook group of like-minded parents, and he would bait people into discussions and arguments, and then showed up at a school board meeting with a body camera and talked about suing me and intimidating me and hiring a PI to take our license plates. And, you know, we were just parents. We were asking for transparency and rights for our children. And why did he need a photo of my seven-year-old? Why did he need photo of my house? Like, what did that have to do with anything?
He did. Yeah, these are radical activists. These are left wingers to the core. They've infiltrated our school systems, and they are subjecting children, American children, to radical communist ideas, radical transgender ideas, and it's absolutely unacceptable, Amanda. And I'm so proud of you and the other moms and parents too. There's some dads involved, and you guys are standing up to an absolutely disgusting display of tyranny.
Look, everybody, I know you love freedom and you want to defend it. And I know you love the Constitution. It's a beautiful document, and so do I. And it's the same with Hillsdale College, the best liberal arts college in America. Hillsdale's mission is pursuing truth and defending liberty. It gives its undergraduate and graduate students the best education and is working to make this education available to all, from offering free online courses to helping support K-12 schools. But today I want to tell you about Hillsdale's amazing free monthly digest of liberty. It's called Imprimis. Over 6 million households and businesses receive Imprimis for free each month. And you can join them by subscribing right now at charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. There's no strings attached while you're there. Take an online course. Take their Aristotle course. Take their Winston Churchill course. Take their Western theology course. Generous donors who love freedom make it possible for Hillsdale to send you Imprimis for free. Imprimis is one of my favorite publications, and Imprimis means in the first place. It's short, smart, useful, and fun. Start receiving your own free copy of this great digest of liberty and take an online course while you're at it. Enroll. Their Great American Story course is incredible. Visit charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. Check it out right now, charlieforhillsdale.com.
Amanda, this must be on some level terrifying. I think we get numb to these stories. This is so personal for you. Tell us what it's like personally for you. What has this whole experience been like?
It really is. I think throughout this process, I have started to become numb and immune to some of it. But one of the most terrifying parts of this is that when I reached out to the superintendent and said that I was scared and felt afraid going to school board meetings because of this. And look, Mark has a long history in this community of bullying and harassment. There's plenty of media articles and news articles demonstrating that. I was afraid of him. I asked for help from our superintendent and our school board, our public government taxpayer public school, handed that email over directly to someone, and it ended up in this dossier with my email address and my phone number in full display. It was never redacted. There's some type of collusion going on within the district, and that immediately made me feel afraid that they were getting access to my children's emergency contacts and their medical history, their grades. I know that Mark was able to obtain emails that I sent to my child's teachers. And, you know, I immediately had this fear, like I can protect myself. But as a parent, as a parent, you know, you would do anything to protect your children. I stopped letting my children ride the school bus. I pick them up after school now, because I'm concerned that he's going to know who that emergency contact is and have somebody show up in the office with that name. I didn't know who was handing over information to the Greenbergs outside when that information should be held private. And I knew that trust had been breached, and I was terrified for the safety of my children. I think any reasonable book parent would be upset about that. And I had no protection and no sense that anybody cared because it was happening within inside the administration.
Well, this is exactly why people like Charlie Kirk and Harmeet Dillon Law Group are standing with you and standing with other moms that were affected by this creepy dossier. and the school board president who should, you know, not be allowed to hold public office again. I'm going to play. So you guys held a press conference and I saw stories everywhere. It was in Daily Mail. They got a lot of new local news coverage. The AZ Republic, the Fox News wrote it up. You've been doing interviews all across the Phoenix area. Let's play cut 120. This is a news report, local Phoenix, of your guys' press conference.
Amanda Ray and two other Scottsdale Unified School District parents leading a new lawsuit.
It's concerning.
Accusing SUSD board member Jan Michael Greenberg, his family members, and the school district of a, quote, conspiracy to allegedly violate some parents' rights, like invasion of privacy and First Amendment rights. Greenberg is accused of collecting private data like social security numbers, addresses, and pictures about some parents like Ray, their kids, and community members. The Google Drive containing this information was allegedly in Greenberg's files.
So this is a great example, Amanda, of parents fighting back. You guys are, you're not going to take it sitting down. We see this report that the FBI has labeled concerned parents like you all across the country as potential terrorists. You are being watched, surveilled. This is a terrifying prospect. So not only do you have the federal government surveilling parents, you have this local school boards, these creepy dossiers, but you are fighting back. There are groups like Turning Point USA, Armeet Dhillon, like I already said, standing behind you. Real quick, in a minute here, what does that mean? Are you feeling the swell of support? What's happened since you announced the lawsuit?
Absolutely. I think that I wake up every morning scared. And I think courage is standing up in face of the fear. And it makes it so much easier when we have Charlie, Turning Point, and Harmeet helping us get this message out that I'm just your average mom. Like I'm not a political figure. I'm not particularly well connected or financially connected. I'm just your average mom. And this is happening all across the country. And so I hope that we can inspire others that there is a groundswell of support, especially from Charlie and Turning Point.
Yeah, I was really proud to see Charlie standing behind you, just being a part of this show and everything we do here. This is really where the rubber meets the road, the grassroots at the school board level. And I'm so grateful that you've chosen to make a bold stand. It takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing, Amanda. So thank you on behalf of parents all across the country. It starts local. You have to fight back. So thank you, Amanda Ray. Thank you for joining us. And everybody, support the Scottsdale moms however you can.
Thanks, Andrew.
Hello, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Super important announcement. Look, when you swipe your credit card, you're funding liberal causes. Dozens and dozens of times a month. Every time you swipe that card, you might as well do BLM, LGBT, Clinton Foundation. But now there's a choice. I got to know these guys. I vetted them, checked out the technology. I'm a partner with them. I'm all in. It's called COIN, COIGN. It's a new credit card built for conservatives. I'm moving all my credit card activity under COIN. And the COIN credit card is an unlimited cashback Visa credit card that is just like every other credit card you've ever owned, with one huge exception. Every time you use the COIN card, they contribute to conservative charities that support your values. I'm using it and you should too. Remember, we have to create a parallel economy and this is a great new option. Act now. Go to COIGN.com right now to sign up to get a conservative COIN credit card. That's COIGN.com. Join COIN and let's start spending right.
Another hardworking man in the conservative movement joins us now. It is the meme lord himself, Benny Johnson, host of The Left Can't Meme on Parler. So, Benny, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Thank you. And listen, Andrew, it has just been raining from heaven. Memes. The Sun King is back. The MAGA King is back. And Joe Biden gave them to us. It's incredible. Well, what are they thinking?
I know this is, I had to have you on the show today. As soon as I caught wind of this meme moment, the ultimate memeable moment from Joe Biden, cut 109. I'm going to play it for you, Benny. And I want your instant reaction. Cut 109.
They're dead wrong. Under my predecessor, the great MAGA King,
Yes, that the MAGA King. All right, meme lord. What have we seen in the aftermath here?
So the way that a meme starts is you have a moment, a viral moment, a viral news story that is grounded in truth and reality, is something that happens, but you had to kick it off, right? There has to be a spark that inspires then.
Did we lose Benny? We might have lost you. There, okay. All right, Benny, I think your mic went out on your side. So in the meantime, I'm going to let you fix that, Benny. But I'm going to play a couple of, I'm going to show some memes here. So let's go through some of the memes, team. Put them up on the screen. This was from Donald Trump's Truth account, apparently. And so Donald Trump, who is the MAGA King, got in on the action. Return of the Great MAGA King, obviously riffing on Lord of the Rings. And here's another one. Can you hear me? Oh, there you are, Benny.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's all right. Benny, pull that meme back up. And I apologize to our radio audiences here that if you're on streaming, you're catching all the memes here. But this is now what you see, Benny, is a this is from Gladiator, if I'm not mistaken, except with Trump's head superimposed.
Yes. So as I was saying before, probably Nina Jankowicz cut off my microphone from the Ministry of Truth, is that you need a spark of inspiration for the meme lords to get their business done. And this is the spark of inspiration. Why would you call him the MAGA King? Everyone's waiting for you to do that. There's already plenty of memes about Donald Trump as a king, Donald Trump as a warrior, but you're just going to bring those back. And the Joe Biden administration has been pretty good for the meme economy, but not great because people missed Donald Trump. Donald Trump was kicked offline for a long time. You missed a lot of the inspiration for so many memes, and now he's back, and he's back because Joe Biden brought him back. And what I think, Andrew, is probably the dumbest messaging decision by this administration since calling out Putin's price hike or since standing in front of a board that said inflation 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know. He's actually railing against food shortages. I don't know if you saw that clip, but Joe Biden's running around going like, "This America, you can't get food." We're like, "Joe, what are you're on the watch, my friend. This is your food shortage. This is your baby formula shortage." And meanwhile, he brings up our beloved MAGA King, and you know, the memes go wild. So you mentioned that the meme economy. On a serious note, Benny, there is a power in meme that the conservative movement has harnessed. That, I mean, it's the name of your show, The Left Can't Meme. Why are these devices, why are these memes so powerful? Why do we lean into them? Why do you lean into them? What is the effect?
So you go back 5,000 years and you find paintings on the walls of caves. You look at the hieroglyphics inside of the pyramids of Giza. You see the ability for humans to be able to communicate through images and truth, through storytelling. Memes are essentially just the modern day iteration of the political cartoon. And by the way, without political cartoons, we wouldn't have an American Revolution. Go back to revolutionary times when you weren't allowed to criticize King George. What did they do? They memed him. They made cartoons of King George. The colonial cartoons of King George are savage. These are some of the most savage memes in American history, led to a great American awakening and revolution. And the meme lords today are simply continuing on that proud tradition of memeing and making fun of and criticizing and ridiculing the powerful, which is what memes do. They are the groundswell, the barbaric yelp of the truth tellers on the internet to speak about truth. They may not own corporate media. They may not own their own social media platforms. That's why they kick the memes off those social media platforms. And it's why you see long think pieces in the New York Times about the power of memes. The reason why is because they are powerful today, and they've always been powerful. Inside of a world of social network connectivity, however, they have the potential to go viral far more than a pamphlet inside of a pub in 1777. And so the memes today really can, the meme energy today can really, I think, win elections for you, quite frankly. You would have a hard time arguing that the memes in 2016 did not help push Donald Trump over the limit there with Hillary. Nobody wants to make a meme about Hillary Clinton. Nobody wants to make a meme about Joe Biden. And the reality in closing of this long answer here, Andrew, is that memes are based in truth. And so the left has no truth. They have no sense of humor. And so the left can't meme. And you can check out The Left Can't Meme on Parler every Friday.
And you guys should do that. Absolutely. From the meme lord himself. What a great, I mean, you have memed yourself, Benny. You've gone full circle here. It's actually pretty impressive. And we salute you. So, I mean, you kind of got to my question in the sense that does Donald Trump become president in 2016 if he can't meme? We have Elon Musk coming back to Twitter, at least presumably. I'm sure the deal, there's an investigation that they just launched against him, a federal investigation over his takeover of Twitter. Do you suspect that we will get to see the same acceleration of these memes that, as you said, express a deeper truth and they become accessible by mocking, by making fun, by making light of these political realities, these cultural realities? Do you think that we will see the same type of acceleration into 2022, 2024, if Elon Musk is back in control? Is this a good thing for culture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much like the Federal Reserve, there was a major printing of memes during the Trump administration. It's cooled down. All right. There was a rate hike on memes. It was Joe Biden winning in 2020. And that's cooled the market. Now the market is getting frothy. It's getting hot again. Okay. People are starting to say, wait. The time has come. And the memes are being shared by Donald Trump on Truth Social now. So this was a huge inspiration for memers. The idea that Donald Trump would tweet your meme, and this happened a lot. In fact, one of the more famous memers, his name's Carpe Donkum, he created wonderful works of art memes. He got nuked off of Twitter because Donald Trump kept sharing his memes. Dan Scavino, Donald Trump's social media attaché, is the connoisseur of memes, so to speak, and gives them to the president. The president approves them, and then he shares them. And that means thousands of followers for these memers. It means big eyeballs for their accounts. And now Donald Trump is doing that once more on Truth Social. So expect, the siren call has gone out now that Trump is sharing memes once more for the memers to return to the promised land. And again, as you said, like, there is simple truth in these, these little viral videos and these little images that really convey to the American people. It's the reason why, if you really want to dive deep here, I personally believe it's why Christ spoke in parables, because people learn from little short stories and little short nuggets of information, very visual, right? Whether it's the prodigal son or the Sermon on the Mount, you can learn from short and precise bits of truth. And it's the way humans like to learn. And so memes are extremely powerful to that end. And memes that push Donald Trump to victory in 2024, the answer is absolutely they could.
So one of the reasons I believe that the left hates memes is because anybody can do it. So if you're listening out there, you can get in on the meme economy. Go follow people like Benny and see how it works, see what people are reacting to, and get in on it. You can have a great idea as well. It's completely open to you to meme. Like, make it happen. You can make an impact in this country. Okay, Benny, you're a messaging guy. You've spent a lot of time in the swamp. You know the way this world works. I'm going to make you put on your Democrat flak hat, okay? This is probably, I think, arguably the worst messaged administration in modern American history, perhaps ever. I mean, the messaging is awful. If you were going to consult this White House, what the heck can they do to turn this around? What would you tell them to do? And I don't mean to give them free advice, but it's just so, I mean, I'm at a loss. I don't know how you defend the gas prices. I don't know how you defend Afghanistan, Ukraine. I don't know how you defend the border. What could you possibly do? And maybe the answer is nothing, but give them some advice, some free advice.
Andrew, I like themes, and so I'll use memes in this theme as well. A meme from Elon Musk. The great Elon Musk shared a meme about the left and how far left the left has gotten. Now, we talked about this. It was widely received. It was widely criticized, of course, by the left. It shows a man standing on the right and he is immovable. It shows a man standing in the center and he doesn't move. And it shows a person on the left in the years 2012, 2018, and 2022. And the man on the left has run all the way over to the other side of the meme. The meme has to be this long to show how far left he's gone. And therefore demonstrating that the center has now moved to the right. And what the left should do now, if they were smart enough to listen to us, is they should try and move as hard back toward the center as possible. but they can't help themselves. You saw the abortion law that they tried to ram through, abortion up to the point of birth, no parental consent. This kind of stuff is just satanic. I mean, it's just straight up demonic evil. But you're also seeing just far left radicalism on every single front. They cannot help themselves. They just banned a drilling license this morning in Alaska. I'm not sure if you covered it on the program. So they're killing oil while gas is $5 a gallon down the road from me. So they're not running to the center. They should run to the center like Clinton did. Clinton ran to the center in 94, sprinted to the center. There it is. There's the meme, perfection. Clinton sprinted to the center and was able to sort of partially salvage his presidency in doing so, signed DOMA and so on.
There's too many good ideas there, and I got to cut you off in case they're actually listening, which we know that the Ministry of Truth is listening, but we don't know if the regime is at the White House. Benny, how do people follow you? 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
At Benny Johnson on all social media and at Benny Johnson on Parler, where we have an exclusive show, The Left Can't Meme, dropping hot memes, hot fire memes every single Friday.
Benny, you do great work for the country. Keep it up. And we'll see you soon, my friend. Don't go to the left. You're too good at that. So, all right, buddy.
Hey, everybody. We know that there are worldwide food shortages, and it will be a real threat sometime soon. Are you ready? Do you have food stored up for months and months? Well, look, I use preparewithkirk.com, and you'll save $150 right now on a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. I have their food. It's very good, and it will last. It's what you need. Your 3-month emergency food kit gives you wide variety of delicious meals, covering breakfast, lunch, dinner, and drinks, and snacks for 3 full months per person. If the worst happens and you don't have emergency food, I promise you, you'll deeply regret it. So go to preparewithkirk.com right now to save $150 per a 3-month food kit. Act quickly because these kits are flying out the door. Preparewithkirk.com. Your order ships fast and will arrive discreetly at your door in unmarked boxes. You'll get free shipping as well. That is preparewithkirk.com. Preparewithkirk.com. Check it out right now. Preparewithkirk.com.
There's a great article from thefederalist.com written by Scott Rasmussen, the famous pollster. It's titled Why Overturning Roe May Help Republicans a Lot More Than It Helps Democrats. And what Scott walks through here is that conventional wisdom would suggest that overturning Roe will help the Democrats into the midterms. But he exposes something that I think is incredibly important here. Of course, this is on the backdrop of the leaked Dobbs decision. It's also on the backdrop of the Senate failing to codify Roe. Last night, it failed 51-49. Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat, sided with the 50 Republicans in the Senate to block the legislation. So bravo for Senator Manchin. Although that being said, he said he would have probably supported a cleaner bill that just codified Roe and left much of the other decisions up to the states. What this bill did was what it codified was abortion on demand in all 50 states, regardless of what those states' voters actually wanted, and it overturned existing laws in those states. So 9 months old, totally viable fetus, you could get an abortion, no big deal. Killing a life. So Scott makes a point here that the real issue with the polling when it comes to Roe v. Wade is that people are confused about what it would actually do. He says 77% of voters mistakenly think it would make abortion illegal in the United States. So that's 77% don't understand what Roe even does. 41% simply don't know what it would mean. Just 22% have some understanding of the issue. If people don't understand, this is his words, if people don't understand what overturning Roe would mean, how can you possibly interpret polling data showing that people don't want it overturned? So he makes the argument, though, that you have to ask non-political jargon questions. I totally agree when you're polling voters. With Roe in place, the abortion laws are set by judges, meaning that the judges stated in 1973 that abortion should be legal, overturning the will of voters in 43 states at the time that had abortion illegal. 65% of voters, when you ask the right question, think abortion law should be established by voters and their elected representatives. That's exactly what will happen if Roe is overturned. Just 18% of voters want to preserve the status quo. So get this, a massive majority in this country, 65% of voters, think that abortion laws should be established by the voters of their elected representatives. 65%, that is a massive majority. This is a very, very popular thing to do when voters actually understand what it would mean. So what the Democrats are going to try and do through their messaging, they are going to try and tell everybody that will listen that if you overturn Roe, that we're back to coat hanger abortions in the alley. That is not what it means. It simply means that states will have their own say. This is federalism. This is the founders' genius on display. Now, do I think that abortion should be illegal? Absolutely, 100%. Nevertheless, that's not what happens when Roe gets overturned. Roe was bad law. And 65% of Americans think that abortion laws should be established by voters and their elected representatives. So all of this comes back to a theme that we've been hitting on all week, that they Democrats, and I do believe it was a Democrat operative that leaked this, probably Kagan, according to Senator Cruz, one of her clerks, they have overplayed their hand. This will not be good for them in November. This will not animate their base. And when you see riots, when you see Molotov cocktails, when you see whatever coming down the pipe that they have, do not despair. That is AstroTurf, dark money, civil rights, in air quotes, groups that are trying to intimidate you and trying to intimidate the conservative movement from standing up for something that is completely right and justifiable, which is ending the scourge of abortion on demand in this country. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate you being a part of this audience. We appreciate your emails. We read them all. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Freedom@charliekirk.com. And please consider supporting the show. Become a monthly supporter. And when you become a monthly supporter, the good news is you get to have an exclusive off-the-record call with Charlie. You get a Zoom link. You get to ask questions. He takes your questions directly. Very exciting stuff. But that's only for you monthly supporters. So go to charliekirk.com/support to get engaged, get involved. You're not going to want to miss that. I promise you. Charlie's back on Monday. Tomorrow's Brandon Tatum. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.